This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday. Well, it was a complete carnage of D Street as Sensex plunged more than 1,000 points while the Nifty 50 broke below crucial support placed at 11,000 and then towards 10,900 levels. In fact, the market slipped into red for the sixth consecutive day in a row to record the biggest losing streak in 7 months. Now, the Nifty index is trading at levels which was last seen in July. Now, investors lost nearly around about 4 lakh crores in terms of market capitalization on the BSE. The average market capitalization of the BSE-led companies fell from 152.71 lakh crores recorded on 23rd of September to Rs. 148.79 lakh crores as on September 24th. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex was down by 1,114 points to close at 36,553, while the Nifty 50 fell 326 points to close at 10,805. Now, sell-off in global markets followed by rising COVID-related cases across the globe, which has increased the possibility of a further lockdown that could delay the economic recovery, led to risk of sentiment. Now, sectorally, the selling pressure was visible in IT, auto, metals, banks and public sector. In terms of broader markets, the S&P mid-cap index was down 2.1%, while the small-cap index fell 2.2%, marginally outperforming benchmark indices. Top Nifty gainers include names like Bharti Infratel and HUL. Top Nifty losers include names like Tata Motors, Bajaj Finance and IndusInd Bank. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the IT index fell 4.4%, followed by the auto index, which was down 3.5%, and the metal index was down by 3.5%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like SBI Life, Indiabulls Housing Finance and Vedanta. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Idea, Vedanta and Chola Finance. Short buildup was seen in stocks like SBI Life, Motherson Sumi and Lupin. And nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Apollo Hospitals, Root Mobile and Majesco. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a long black day kind of a pattern on the daily charts. Now, it closed above the 10,800 level, which is definitely a positive sign. Now, the index was fully, the bear was fully in control of bears in the last trading session of the September expiry, as every small bounce was being sold, dragged down by more than 300 points. Now, the Nifty 50 has been making lower highs and lower lows on the daily scale from the last six trading session and is holding well below the 50 DMA, that is 50 days exponential moving average, with negative crossover on the weekly sale. Now, as long as it sustains, that means if Nifty sustains below 11,000 levels, any small bounce could be sold for further weakness towards 10,650 and 10,600 levels. While on the upside, medium-term hurdle is shifting lower to 11,111 and 11,250. That's what Chandan Taparia, who is a vice president analyst derivatives at Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay, log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.